ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden proposing a three-phase plan to end the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby telling ABC's This Week.
This was an Israeli proposal. We have every expectation that if Hamas agrees to the proposal, as was transmitted to them, an Israeli proposal, that Israel would say yes.
But an Israeli government official says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was not informed about it ahead of time, and far-right members of his government have threatened to leave if he goes along with the plan. Security extremely tight at this year's Israel Day parade in New York City. Evacuations are in effect in San Joaquin County as firefighters in California battle the Corral Fire. The wildfire has now spread to more than 12,000 acres and is 15% contained. Officials say the fire broke out in a mainly rural area southwest of the city of Tracy. Two firefighters have been taken to the hospital with minor burns. This is ABC News. Fresh reaction to Donald Trump's felony criminal conviction at his hush money trial in New York. Half of people in an ABC News Ipsos poll out today say that Trump should end his presidential campaign. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
47% of voters in this survey say that these charges were politically motivated. Now, of course, a similar number think that the charges were right. So both of those things can be true at the same time. People can think it's politically motivated and at the same time think that the charges should have been brought and that the case was rightfully decided. At the end of the day, this is just tells you something about this polarized country and how the messaging now has to shift. If you're Joe Biden, this is a big opportunity for his campaign.
The Florida Panthers knocking the New York Rangers out of Stanley Cup contention. The Panthers winning the Eastern Conference in six games last night. They'll await the winner of the Western Conference final between the Dallas Stars and the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers currently lead the Stars 3-2. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly sunny and 68 degrees at 12:03. Look for a mix of clouds and sun for today with the highs in the upper 70s. Clouds increase tonight with a 40% chance of showers late, low 59, and mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and once again our temperature is 68 degrees.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards.
Now's the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Today is Sunday, June 2nd. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Richland Center City Utilities has been nationally recognized by the American Public Power Association for achieving exceptional electric reliability in 2023. The APPA is a trade group that represents more than 2,000 nonprofit, community-owned electric utilities. APPA helps track power outages and restoration data through the e-reliability tracker, an affordable, easy-to-use, mobile-friendly, web-based service that provides a public power utilities with an effective way to collect, categorize, and summarize outage information. Every year, the American Public Power Association recognizes certain utilities that subscribe to the e-reliability tracker for excellence in reliability. Recipients are determined by comparing their reliability data with the national reliability data published by the Energy Information Administration. To receive a certificate, the utility must be in the first quartile of utilities for System Average Interruption Duration Index, based on the last 5 years of the EIA data. Summer's coming, and Wisconsin spends more time than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says that heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Today is Heat Action Day. Wisconsin's population is getting older, and climate change is making things dangerous. Dr. Freddie Otto is with World Weather Attribution.
Especially for those elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. 16 Viroqua area studios will welcome visitors to the 7th Winding Roads Art Tour, which is going on today until 5 o'clock. The self-guided tour encompasses 7 studios in Viroqua and 9 more studios within a 22-mile radius of the city. Guests will have the rare opportunity to meet 27 artists, see their work, and observe how and where it is made. Artwork will be available for purchase, and artists will be on hand for conversations on creativity and to give art demonstrations. Tour participants can get printed tour guides and friendly help with the Viva Gallery in Viroqua. The guidebook available at the Viva Gallery includes a map of the tour sites as well as the places for food, drink, and lodging. More information, including an online map and list of studios and artists, can be found at windingroadsart.com. And For Pete's Sakes has received over $1.2 million in assistance, and that has helped 120 River Valley households since 2005, but there is always a need. The 20th annual Day in the Park fundraiser will be held Sunday, August 18th at Spring Green Veterans Park. It will be a day of music, food, and fun. The 5th annual For Pete's Sake golf outing will be held at the House on the Rock Resort on Friday, September 20th. For more information about the Day in the Park and the golf outing, it is available on the website ForPeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. WRCO News Time is 12:09. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It is currently partly sunny and 69 degrees at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
New signage to greet you at the Aikie Museum, opening Sunday, June 2nd, from 1 to 4, and each Sunday, June through September. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Richland County Historical Society document, with permission from their respective town boards, parents from Buena Vista and Orion townships met in July of 1851 and voted to create a new school district. Lemuel Aikie, whose farm was near the boundary between the two townships, donated land for a schoolhouse. However, the first school was built not until 1869. Meanwhile, classes were held in the Aikie farmhouse. Aikie served on the school board for decades and was eventually honored by having the school named after him. In 1894, the school district voters approved construction of a framed schoolhouse to replace the deteriorating log structure. This is the current Aikie School Museum. In 1916, the Aikie Museum was moved across County TB and placed on a basement. A large green colonial furnace was installed in the basement and was operated by electricity from Fred Schuerman's electric plant on Willow Creek. The Aikie School closed in June of 1962. The closure was mandated by state laws that had compelled the rural schools to consolidate with larger districts. The Aikie School Museum was a bicentennial project for the Declaration of Independence, co-sponsored by the Richland County and the Richland County Historical Society. Circuit Judge Kent Houck chaired the Bicentennial Committee. In 1975, the county committee decided that a one-room schoolhouse should be secured and restored as Richland County's bicentennial undertaking. A group of volunteers toured the county, looking at one-room schools that were still standing. Many of them had deteriorated to an extent that the cost of restoration would have been prohibitive. Then they visited the Aikie School, owned by the Della Pauls family. The Pauls family agreed to donate the Aikie School to Richland County if Della Pauls was honored as the benefactor. And she is. Consequently, Della Pauls' portrait is displayed above the blackboard in the front of the school room. Over several months, dozens of volunteers worked to restore the building and equip it with an operating classroom. Donations came in from many of the 110 one-room schools that once dotted Richland County to provide all the equipment needed for the classroom. The Akey School Museum held a grand opening on July 4th, 1976. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Richland Center's state baseball appearance in 1963.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, June 2nd. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 tomorrow at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church today from 3 until 6 and again tomorrow from noon until the time of service at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting with arrangements. Dorothy Miller is survived by her husband, Burl, daughter, Marcia and Rick Burkhammer of Richland Center, 2 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center, died May 17th at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Stoltz is survived by 7 children, Jim and Shirley Stoltz, Jean Hilton, Tom Stoltz, Dan Stoltz, Tim and Renee Stoltz, Mary Strasser, and Amy and Jerry McGinn. A sister, Leon, a brother, Leon, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and friends. Constance Ann Dietrich Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023.
Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Rapinski is survived by two sons, Matt Rapinski and Trevor Rapinski, one grandchild, siblings, Scott and Pam Rapinski, and Robin Roche and Don Doro, stepsister, Colleen Roberts, and brother-in-law, Roger Shutton. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of services at 11. Survivors of Lonnie Ewing include his wife, Barbara, son, Jason, and Stephanie Ewing of Richland Center, three grandchildren, his mother, Donna Ewing of Gotham, a sister, Nancy Ewing of Gotham, brothers-in-law, Bruce Nelson and Kevin Nelson of Dodgeville, a sister-in-law, Karen and Ted Fritsch of Cobb, other relatives and friends. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel, Cazenovia. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and a continued celebration of Jerry's life will follow the service at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jerry Hooks is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Pam and Michael Proctor, and Rita and Dewey Tracy, two stepsons, Jim and Lynn Elliott, and Rich, Bondo, and Cindy DeVault, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren, a sister, Bev and Dan Durst, two brothers, Gary and Marge Hooks, and Larry and Renee Hooks, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died May 25th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Jewell is survived by his mother, Rosemary Jewell of Richland Center, brother, Dwayne Jewell and Lynn Carley of Richland Center, sister, Don Jewell of Viroqua, sister-in-law, Julie Jewell of Richland Center, many other relatives and friends. David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the fog that was across the area has lifted, but still some low clouds starting to break up. Should be a pretty nice afternoon for your outdoor activities with seasonably mild temperatures and light winds as well. There is some disturbed weather, though, back in the plains with scattered showers and thunderstorms running from the Dakotas and western Minnesota down to Oklahoma. That system will gradually slide east and should bring us some rain tomorrow in an off-and-on fashion. Might even be a few pockets of heavy amounts, like an inch or more. And then a second system quickly moving in as we head into Tuesday will bring us more showers and thunderstorms. The air will be fairly warm and humid on Tuesday, so there is at least a threat of some higher-end thunderstorms, with some gusty winds and hail, and of course those downpours. Given how wet it's been over the past 6 weeks, certainly pay attention if you're in a flood-prone area the next couple of days. Otherwise, later this week, the main part of the storm will shift east of our region, but still a few small disturbances pivoting from the northwest could provide some spotty brief showers, along with gusty winds and cooler air coming in from Canada. The rest of today then look for a mix of clouds and sun, with highs topping out of the mid to upper 70s, south to southeast wind up to 5. Clouds increase tonight, chance of showers late, low temperature 59 degrees, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high about 76 degrees, wind south to southeast at 7 to 14. Heading into Tuesday, warm and sticky with some occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, low 62 with a high of 84. Wednesday, breezy and cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday. Low at 60 with a high of 74 degrees. Thursday, mixed skies and cooler with spotty showers possible, high 69. Friday, breaks of sun and staying cool. Couple of isolated light showers, high 68. Next Saturday looks partly sunny and cool, maybe a sprinkle, high 66. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 70 degrees after a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 66 and we received 61/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1934 is 100 degrees with a record low of 35 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:36. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.00 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs, get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
With a look back at the WIAA state track results from this weekend, here is Phil Nee.
WIAA state track and field meet wrapped up on Saturday after a rain delay, and here's how some of the local and area athletes did. Tim Bailey of Riverdale, one of the top finishers, he finished second with a time of 11:12 in the boys' 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee of Ithaca finished 10th in the 1,600-meter run. Cameron Hogan of Boscobel was 15th in the boys' pole vault competition for Division III, and Adric Egge of Kickapoo finished 8th in the 400-meter run. Adric was 9th in the individual preliminaries, and then Arlen Walter of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 12th and not in the running for the finals. The boys' 4x8 from Kickapoo Lafarge was 11th overall. Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Brecken Miller, and Arlen Walter. In the triple jump, Carter Emler, North Crawford was 11th. Gavin Temling of North Crawford finished 8th in the shot put competition. And Alex Morga, North Crawford, 11th in the boys' discus throw. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center was 11th in the boys' 1,600-meter run, a time of 4:25.79. And Gabe Davis of Boscobel finished 10th in the 800-meter run for Division III. And Tim Bailey was 2nd in the 200 for Riverdale in running on Saturday with a time of 21:99. Girls' state track results included in the girls' 800-meter run. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished 4th with a time of 2:17.38. Nora Gilson of Boscobel 7th, 2:17.94 was her time. The girls' 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston in the preliminaries finished 11th on Friday. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson anchor that for Ithaca Weston. In the girls' high jump results, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston finished 11th on Friday, and Kaylee Carter of Riverdale was 11th in the pole vault competition Saturday morning. Aaliyah Kleesner, Boscobel, was 8th in the 1,600-meter run. Boscobel's 4x8 girls were 2nd with a time of 9:43.54. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, Aubrey Seep, along with Aaliyah Kleesner. Kickapoo Lafarge with a 4x2 relay team that finished 6th. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatonen, and Katie Rando. Danica Pauls of Richland Center was 11th in the pole vault competition. Katie Rando of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 16th in the preliminary on Friday. It was Aaliyah Kleesner of Boscobel taking 8th in the girls' 3,200-meter run. And Kickapoo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team was 6th. That team was made up of Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatonen, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also yesterday, WIAA High School Girls Soccer Regional Finals were played. Winners of yesterday's games advance on to the sectionals, which will be played on Thursday. In Division 4, River Valley advances on by shutting out Lodi by a score of 3-0. They will advance on to take on Adams Friendship, who beat Assumption. In Division 3, it was Edgewood defeating Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1, so Edgewood advances on to take on Belleville New Glarus, who beat Lake Mills 5-1. Evansville defeated Mount Horeb 3-2 in Division 3, and they advance on to take on McFarland, who beat Delavan Darien by a score of 6-0. And in Division 2, Onalaska beat Toma 8-0, so they advance on to play Holman on Thursday, because Holman beat La Crosse Central 1-0. Home Talent League baseball action is being played today, and games that are being played include Dodgeville at Muscogee, which will be our featured broadcast coming up shortly. Filney and Michael Hernan will be making the call for that game, with the pregame starting at around 12:45. Also, other games include Mesa Mania at Ashton, Black Earth at Wisconsin Dells, Cross Plains will be hosting Plain, Middleton hosting Reedsburg, it'll be Sauk Prairie at Casanova. And also that's in the northern section, and then in the western section, that Dodgeville Muscogee game is in the western section, along with the Argyle at Belleville game. Also, Hollandale will be at Schulzburg Benton. It will be a Wyota at Ridgeway, and Blanchardville will be hosting Arena. Willie Adames hit an RBI single in the 10th inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the White Sox 4-3 to extend Chicago's losing streak to 10 games. Adames also had a two-out, two-run single in the 7th inning. Chicago's Garrett Crochet struck out 8 over 6 innings of one-run ball. Crochet had been one of the few bright spots for the White Sox this season. He took the mound yesterday, having allowed just 2 runs over his last 4 starts, while striking out 32 over his last 23 innings. Home runs by Andrew Beneditti and Gavin Sheets staked Crochet to an early 3-1 lead. And the Brewers will be looking to sweep the White Sox today, and the first pitch from AmFam Field will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and the pregame is underway for that broadcast. Other games that are going to be played today in the majors include the Twins at the Astros, the Braves hosting the Athletics, the Orioles are hosting the Rays, the Red Sox are hosting the Tigers, it'll be the Pirates at the Blue Jays, the Diamondbacks at the Mets, the Rangers at the Marlins, Guardians will be hosting the Nationals, the Royals hosting the Padres, the Reds will be at the Cubs, the Yankees will be at the Giants, the Rockies at the Dodgers, the Mariners hosting the Angels, and the Cardinals will be at the Phillies for Sunday night baseball. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9. You make this old boy's day. Hey, pretty girl, won't you look my way? Hey, pretty girl, can I have this dance? And the next one after that, gonna make your mind, there's a real good chance. Hey, pretty girl, can I have this dance? Thank you.
like it's meant to be. All wrapped up in my arms so tight. Hey, pretty girl, it feels so right. Life's a long and winding ride. Better have the right one by your side. And happiness don't drag its feet. And time moves faster than. Take you home. My mama's gonna love you. She'll make me sleep on the couch, I know. Hey, pretty girl, wanna take you home. Hey, pretty girl, let's build some dreams and a house on a piece of land. Some roots and some apple trees. Hey, pretty girl, let's build some dreams. Life's a long and winding ride. Better have the right one by your side. And happiness don't drag its feet. And time moves faster than. Did so good. Our baby's got your eyes. In a fighter's heart like I knew she would. Hey, pretty girl, you did so good. Hey, pretty girl, when I see the light, and it's my time to go.
you forget?
I don't need a man, honey, I can dance on my own just fine. Take care of my own life. If you're good enough, wanna lift me up, always put me first. Let me have my best and my worst.
That's a whole lot of love, but every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done without loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when love really starts. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love. Twice as much on Saturdays. Round the clock, my love don't stop. It just keeps piling up. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love. And every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done, but I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when the loving really starts. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love.
Good afternoon and welcome to Home Talent Baseball Coverage. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Home Talent Baseball pregame show and for play-by-play action coming up from Muscadet's Pickering Park. That's where the Muscadet Mudcats will be hosting the Dodgeville Knights, getting underway shortly. Following our Home Talent Baseball pregame show from WRCO Sports. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest, also personal property, construction and industrial auctions, and equipment appraisals, plus real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at warco1.com. That's warco1.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Today is another busy Sunday in home talent baseball. Here are today's games. Starting in the northern section, Mazomani will be at Ashton. Black Earth travels to Wisconsin Dells. Plain will be at Cross Plains. Reedsburg will travel to Middleton. And Sauk Prairie will be at Cazenovia. In the western section, Argyle will be at Belleville. Hollandale will travel to Shulsburg-Benton. Wyota will be at Ridgeway. Arena travels to Blanchardville. And Dodgeville will be at Muscadet. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
The Home Talent Baseball pregame show continues. Terry Zebarth joins us. Terry, how did the team play? You had one rained out, and then you won one on Memorial Day.
Well, played pretty good. I mean, we're settling in a little bit. We've gotten more of a consistent lineup now, and we've got some guys coming back. And I'm kind of happy right now with the lineup after struggling a little bit with players the first couple weeks. But it's settling in pretty nice right now.
You have a home game with Dodgeville, and they're always a fun team to play against, aren't they?
Yeah, Dodgeville is always traditionally competitive and right up there. So we're looking forward to the game. I feel that we've got our players in line right now, and it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Riverdale season recently ended, Terry. Are you picking up any players from the high school team?
Yes, we got two or three that we know of for sure coming in, and it's good to see them continue on with their baseballing career a little bit. They've had all the practice this spring, and they should be really warm, ready to play.
Who do you look at as your main pitchers this year for the Muscatine Mudcats?
Well, definitely Alex Meister and Mason Atkins. They're both quality pitchers, and it's nice to have the depth of a couple. We've even got a couple guys that could go after them also. So that's very nice to see. As they're both quality pitchers, like I said. As you know, Alex Meister's been around a long time. He's probably one of the most efficient, knowledgeable pitchers that I have ever been around, and so it's good to have.
What about your offense? Who do you see leading the way this summer?
Oh, well, Tyler Hatch has been hitting the cover off the ball last couple of games, and that's so good to see because he always was a good hitter. He struggled a little last year, but he's kind of squaring up right now. And Mason Atkins is hitting good, and there's a couple Cartwright boys that I've been hitting. So we have more than one guy to look to right now.
You play in a big ballpark as well. I know home runs aren't a concern, but certainly you got to cover a lot of ground in that field, don't you?
Yeah, we do. It's one of the bigger fields that we play on. But there again, I feel our outfielders have got legs, and we're not really worried about them, you know.
Is the team pretty healthy right now?
Fortunately, we are. I hate to say that and get the jinx bug, but Josh Cartwright has broke his nose in two places and fractured his face. Last week, he was there. He's a gamer. He wanted to play.
Oh, that's awesome. Looking down the stretch, what do you think the team's going to have to do? If you got to maybe make a push to the playoffs, what's going to have to happen?
Well, obviously, like we've struggled with for a lot of the times, is we get the base runners on. We have to put the ball in play and get those runners in. We've ran way too many runners. And if we can get those runners in, we'll be competitive with anybody.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck against the Dodgeville Knights.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good day.
Terry Zebarth joining us on our pregame show.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll